The graduated income tax amendment is at the top of the ballot this November. Some say it would make things more fair.
That just by making this change, you will be able to help 97% of Illinoisans.
That's Kathy Griffin, president of the Illinois Education Association. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for On Deck on WCBU comes from the Peoria Art Guild, offering a variety of classes, including drawing classes, pottery, printmaking, and more. Classes now open for registration for all ages. Details at peoriaartguild.org.
Today is Friday, October 23rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Both candidates of the 92nd House District support the expungements enacted last year through marijuana legalization, but both still see room for changes, as Tim Shelley tells us.
Up to 700,000 low-level marijuana convictions can be wiped clean from criminal records in the recreational cannabis legalization package. Democratic State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth was one of the key lawmakers who ushered through the legislation. She says while thousands have already benefited from expungements, she wants to make the process easier.
The Clean Slate bill that I've been working on for the last 2 years that would begin to automate, that would create a process where we automatically have the ability to create an algorithm to go in and expunge people's records so that people don't have to go in and incur significant legal fees or have to go through the court process.
Libertarian Chad Grimm says he would go even further.
If drug abuse is a health issue, why are we stopping at marijuana? I think all drug charges, all nonviolent charges, as a matter of fact, should be able to have full expungement.
No Republicans are running for the 92nd District, which includes Peoria south of War Memorial Drive, as well as Peoria Heights, Bartonville, and Bellevue. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Illinois reports a single-day record of 4,942 new COVID-19 infections. The Illinois Department of Public Health also confirms 44 additional deaths. The Peoria area's jobless rate in September was 8.5%. That's better than the month before, but still twice what it was a year ago. And motorists merging onto Interstate 74 eastbound from the downtown ramp will notice a big change when the Murray Baker Bridge reopens next month. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Illinois residents are deciding whether to amend the state constitution and replace the current flat tax with a graduated system similar to our federal income taxes. Herb Trix has more.
Let's face it, Illinois' finances are a mess, and that was before the pandemic, so any change in taxes is likely to raise a lot of concern and opposition. Currently, all Illinois taxpayers pay a flat rate of 4.95%, no matter what their income is. If the amendment passes, Illinois could adopt a graduated or progressive system with different rates for different income levels. And the General Assembly has already approved some graduated brackets if the amendment passes. Supporters of the change, like Kathy Griffin, president of the Illinois Education Association, say it's unfair that low-income people pay the same rate as wealthier people.
97% of people in Illinois will pay the same or less. But the top 3%, and that shows you how much wealth there is in the top 3%, that just by making this change, you will be able to help 97% of Illinoisans.
Taxes would only go up for those earning more than $250,000 a year. Their rates would increase from the current flat rate of 4.95% up to 7.75% and 7.85% and 7.95% for those earning more than $1 million. Paul Rumler, president and CEO of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce, says his members strongly oppose the change.
And what we're hearing is just a lot of bad timing, first off. We're in the midst of pretty big pandemic, and businesses across the state of Illinois and here in the Quad Cities are not doing well. So now is not the time to be proposing a tax increase.
And he worries that allowing for separate rates instead of the same rate for all could tempt the General Assembly and governor in the future. He admits raising revenue would help Illinois with its serious financial problems, but thinks other reforms should be made first.
There's no limit. There's no cap. There's also no resolution to the longstanding financial issues in the state of Illinois. So there's been no reform to the outstanding issues like the second highest in the nation property taxes that we have across our state, the backlog of bills that are out there that the state owes on, the unfunded pensions. And so right now, they have not addressed the spending side of what's going on, and they want to increase the revenue side. And that's just not a responsible path to go down.
With the constitutional change and graduated rates, Griffin says additional revenue could really help the state in many ways.
And obviously, it's much easier to say no to something than it is to say yes. And this will make a positive difference, not only in our state, but it will make a positive difference in our schools throughout the state and allow us to take care of our most precious resource, which is the education of our future, our kids.
By some estimates, the change could generate $3.4 billion a year in revenue for the state of Illinois. Nothing in the amendment or the proposed rates affects retirement income. To pass, the amendment needs at least 60% yes votes. I'm Herb Trix.
Before we let you go, WCBU Presents features performing arts groups from throughout Central Illinois who are unable to perform in front of a live audience because of COVID-19 restrictions on public gatherings. Tonight at 8 on 89.9 FM and WCBU.org, you can hear the Heartland Festival Orchestra's Mozart and More. The concert goes back to basics with favorite masterpieces by Mozart and Haydn. That's tonight at 8 on WCBU. And tomorrow afternoon at 2, you can catch guitarist Tim Wallace performing live at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Also tomorrow from 4 to 9 is Wildlife Scary But Safe Park at Wildlife Prairie Park. That event continues to run each day through October 31st. And tomorrow night at 6, you can hear Sarah and the Underground live at SIDS in the Park. These events enforce social distancing and masks are required. Finally, tomorrow you can also check out the virtual event Songwriter Sessions with Steve Lawless, hosted by Lit on Fire Books at 7 p.m. Find more info on all of these events at their websites. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the Peoria Art Guild, offering a variety of classes including drawing classes, pottery, printmaking, and more. Classes now open for registration for all ages. Details at peoriaartguild.org.